This is IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Don't forget to vote for us in the Sports Podcast Awards from the link in our bio. This is Coopan Cassis for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. Delighted to be joined in camp with the special one, Kel Brook. How are you, mate?
Certainly cool, you there.
You good?
Certainly.
You look all tanned up.
I'm all tanned up, being out here before Christmas, so I'm going to have got a decent tan on me, ain't I?
Absolutely. As boring as this question is, camp going well, everything going smoothly?
Perfect. Brilliant. Yeah, did it buzzing, yeah. Everything's been wicked.
I mean, in your head, how you obviously train for whatever fight, how you train, but how's this compared to any other camp because it's Amir Khan?
I think because of what's at stake, I think the years that build up in. I just think it's a grudge match what I've not had really in my career. I've had it with Matthew Atten, but this is on a different level. This is proper War of Roses, King at North, with bragging rights. This is everything all in one. So, you know, I think that I've got a bit between my teeth for this one, for sure.
I mean, as a boxing fan, I still can't believe the fight's actually happening. It's a bit surreal that we see the posters of Khan Brook and the fight is happening. It's like a few weeks away. It seems mad that the fight's actually happening. Did you get that kind of feeling as well?
Yeah, because it's been on and off, that's been talked about for years, hasn't it? And it feels mad, doesn't it? That we've had a press conference, these posters, these like in training, I'm training. It is actually happening. It's actually happening, isn't it? It is happening. So, yeah, I just think, yeah, it's finally happened and I'm buzzing. You know what I mean? It's a fact that, you know, I'm up for Corbin, you know that. And I'm just happy and pleased that the fans are going to get to see it.
The marquee moment of your career, I was there in Carson all those many years ago when you shocked everyone because at the time, let's have it right, Poulter was, you know, people calling him a mini Mike Tyson, and we've seen kind of what Poulter did after that as well, did very well. But you weren't expected to win that fight. You went to Poulter's backyard, beat him. That was your marquee moment. But there's a win over Amir Khan. Where does that compare to that?
I don't know, you know. I don't know because you know that time in Carson, in California, you know, beating Poulter. That were unbelievable. You know, no one's done that since, what do you call him? Rastaman from London. What do you call him? What do you call him? It's gone out of my head now. Come on, you're boxing, man. What do you call him? 28 years before me at that particular time. What do you Hunnigan.
Oh, Lloyd Hunnigan.
Lloyd Hunnigan went and done it. So to go over to a guy's backyard and do it, and it'd be a close fight and beat him with knocking everyone out, the mini Mike Tyson, not Pullman and Malinaji out. You know, and he was fresh, Malinaji back then. Cotto couldn't do it, you know, obviously. And he just went out there and he was just on a big eye, weren't he? And everyone did not expect me to go out there and do it, but we did it. And you know I was buzzing there. You were there, you witnessed it, man. You were there with me.
I was there. It was one of the best kind of nights that I'd ever covered because, like I said, it wasn't many people giving you a shot outside your team, you know. A lot of people thought that the thing around Poulter at the time was there was more hype than there ever has been around Poulter, and I think people expected him to beat you and you went out there and you did the job. So, but yeah, I just wondered whether that a win over Khan can kind of compete, but you probably can't answer that until after the fight.
I can't answer it. You know, I'm looking forward to getting back to UK. The build-up, the week's getting closer. You know, the fight week, the weighing, the fight. There's all that we've got to put, you know, chuck into the app. You know what I mean? I think that my emotion will be changing by then. I think that I'll be proper zoned in. And I think that I know it'll be up there quite high because of how many years, you know what I mean, how many years it's been going on and how many people have wanted this fight. And what's at stake in this fight. So I think that It's going to be up there. It's going to be up there, 100%.
What's the feedback? Because, you know, I interviewed Amir Khan recently, and I said for years, and this question applies to you as well, Kel, that everyone's always kind of thrown questions at you and Amir, you know, when you find Brooke, when you find Khan, etc. But now that's not happening anymore because people know that you guys are fighting. So it's a different, different time in your kind of boxing career for people not to be asking you that question. When's the fight happening? Because they know it's happening on the 19th of Feb.
It is weird, but I'm out here in Coletta de Foz. Do you know what I mean? I think, you know, not every a lot. There's tons of Spanish, and obviously our group of people we see most daily around the gym, coffee shops and stuff. They already know the situation. So I don't know if it's gonna be a different kind of feel when I get back to UK. But I think, like you said, we've got a date now. No one's gonna say, when are you fighting this Amir Khan? They're gonna say, not long to go now.
Yeah.
Before you can. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm buzzing, do you know what I mean? I'm buzzing Coogan for it.
A lot was said at that press conference, and I think that was always going to be the case because it was the first time that you two had been sat on the table in that way. I know you'd had your things on ringside Sky Sports years ago and various interviews over the years, but you two were actually on the top table, so it was always going to be a bit of back and forth. But now the fight's actually been announced, Kel. Is it you still have got like a dislike towards Khan, or is it just now it's just about business? How are you feeling about that?
No, I dislike him, man. No, I dislike him. I don't know if I hate him. That's a strong word, but I'm close to the hate side. I really dislike the man. And I can't wait to really punch his face in. I can't wait to just get my knuckles to nearest point of them gloves and drill it straight into his face.
This might sound a little bit of a silly question, or maybe not, but are you even thinking about what's after Khan or what could be after Khan, or is it just that and then we'll see what happens after that?
Do you know what I mean? I think a lot of people are like wanting me to say, I'm going to retire, da, 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 you know, what's happening after. Conor Ben's been mentioned, you know, Mayweather's been saying that he wants a winner. Danny Garcia's been saying that he wants a winner. Keith Thurman's getting active again, you know, and I think my mojo's back sat here right now speaking to you. I feel younger, feel fresh, I feel good. But, you know, obviously this fight is on my mind. You know, a fighter, you know, many fighters, obviously my experience in this game is to overlook fighters and to look for next fights after the fight, what's in front of them. You know what I mean? So, you know, I'm just focused on Khan, you know what I mean, for this fight. You know, am I going to retire? Let's see how I feel, you know, where I've got that buzz after the, you know, hearing all them in Manchester screaming and shouting for the fight, and you know, when the first bell rings and whenever the last bell rings, you know what, you know what's gonna be, what the emotions are gonna be going through me, you know, directly straight after the fight. So let's just wait and see. But like I said, I'm gonna retire. I just think that, you know, I'm feeling great. So, you know, what else am I going to do? What else am I going to do? If I'm feeling like I'm feeling now, what's the point of just hanging them up? Because, you know, what else am I going to do? This is all I know. It's all I've ever done since I was 9 years old. You know, it's the only thing that I'm very good at. So, you know, let's wait and see.
You know, the most vocal person in boxing over the years about this fight was always Eddie Hearn. It was a fight that he always spoken about, you know, when obviously you had many good nights with Hearn, etc. But the fight isn't kind of anything to do with Eddie. You've gone kind of, you and Amir have gone your way now with Sky Sports, and where there could have been a deal with DAZN. We've heard bits and bobs. But yeah, I mean, it's business at the end of the day, and you guys had to take the deal that you felt was right.
Listen, it's business. No, let's get the record straight with me and Eddie Hearn, mate. Eddie Hearn is an unbelievable businessman. You know, in my art, you know, he's always built me up and got me to, because nobody knew who I were with my last promoter. He's built me up. He spent time with me, always on the phone with me. He's unbelievable, Eddie Hearn. But the fact is, his stable grew. He had you know, he had that many world champions, And at the end of the day, you know, I'm just a council kid, got three daughters, you know, and this is a sport that I've had both my ice sockets. It's a sport you can legally get killed in. And, you know, it got to the stage where, you know, I would have been put on the shelf, you know, so I'm self-managed, you know. I mean, I went out there, I got the Crawford Five, you know, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you know, I want to be out of this sport with a bag full of money for my girls. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not going to be waiting for any to, you know, like put me on the shelf. And he didn't mean to put anyone on the shelf. He's just got many fighters. He's got that many days to get these top fighters, these prize fighters out in, you know, in a certain amount of time, you know. And if he can't make certain super fights for, you know, for the fighters, you know, that they're not going to get no fights, not going to get no money. So I basically went out and, you know, if it were the right move or the wrong move, you know, could it have been a better deal? Couldn't it have been a better deal? But at the time, it was what I needed to do. I needed to be active. I needed to get some more money. I needed to, you know, I need to be active and have a fight. You know, so on my side, I'll always have love in my heart for Eddie. And, you know, you can ask him the same question if he's got love there for me. But it's not, it's business at the end of the day, you know, putting that to one side. And when I do retire, you know, whenever I see Eddie, you know, he's got me to be, you know, in that position to become world champion. He did everything for me, you know, but his stable grew and he had all these fighters and it's hard to keep everyone happy, basically. And, you know, that's it. There's no bad blood on my side, none. There's no bad blood. I don't know about him. I don't know if he's got, I don't know what he thinks from his side, but that's it for me. At the end of the day, I see that his business and he's an unbelievable business person. He's one of the best at what he does, you know. So that's what I just want to put that across, that, you know, there's no bad blood with me and Ed at all, but I just got to look after me and my family, you know. You know, for him, he's got millions of fighters. He's getting millions off everyone. He's always happy. He's always delivering the big fights, and he's obviously taking his percents and stuff. So he's always getting his fights. But the fighters need to get their fights, and that's why, you know, that's how it's played out, basically.
Yeah, back in fight camp, we did a little, obviously, an interview at the end of one of the, which night was it? Which night did you attend fight camp? Remind me, I'm going blank.
What is it? The Galahad
Dickens. Yes.
Yeah.
So in that video we did where you and Eddie were talking about this potential fight with Khan, at that point, did you feel like there was a possibility that Hearn would have involvement with whatever was going on? Obviously, you guys didn't really say a lot. You just kind of put out that there are talks. But at that point, what was going on back in August?
You know, it's been going on that long, Coogan. My head's going blank. You know, it's been going on for a long time. You know, this messer in Khan. You know what I mean? It's a simple fight to make. You know what I mean? But him and his people, we are bitchy and how they are, basically. Always back and forth. The contracts were agreed not just once or twice, three, four, five times before it finally got made. This is the guy who said that he can just beat me with one hand. You know, and I'm no problem. So if I'm no problem, you know, why is he like really trying to drag, you know, suck every bit of blood out of me to make this fight, you know, make it in his favor, you know? And it's like, I've jumped over hoops just to make this fight happen for the fans, because when I do leave the sport, it's a fight where, even though I've become world champion and fight all the Golovkins and the pound for pound guys, it's a fight where I know, but he didn't fight Amir Khan and we all wanted to see it. So I bent over backwards basically to make it happen. I've made it happen. So, you know, there you go. But, you know, I'm not sure with that question you've just put to me. I'm not sure. You know, I think that we had the end, you know, of course, you know, like I said, it's not like I'm going to shut the door completely on him. I'm making this fight, you know, but the fact is, you know, Ben Shillong's come on and however it's happened from Khan, my side, it was just obviously right to us or whatever. And like I said, Ben, he's making big moves himself. You know, he's a young promoter coming through. You know, he's making Williams, Eubank, he's making these big fights. you know, this platform he's got now. So, you know, big up to Ben Shalom for actually getting this fight across, helping us get this fight across the line.
A random question. How was it decided whose name come on the front of the billing?
What do you think?
What? Well, was that one of
that bitch in it? It's that bitch Khan again. You know what I mean? Let him have it. In the day. If that makes him happy, let him have it. Me and him are going to be opposite each other in that ring. No one's bothered about who's first, second, whose name's on first, second, all this shit. End of day, when that bell rings, I'm coming to hunt you down.
Who's ring walking first? Has that been decided?
I'm not even interested. You know, I'm only interested in getting in that ring. That's all I'm interested in. Dealing with his boy.
it was a question that I did ask Amir last week or a couple of weeks ago about, we know that obviously the weight limit's set at 149 pounds, but what can you tell us about the rehydration for the fight night?
I don't really want to get myself into trouble. Do you know, basically. It is what it is.
It'll be something obviously you're happy with.
The fight's been made, so it's, you know, I'm not happy with it, but it's all with me, with great nutritionists and everything, it's all healthy and safe, and you know that it can be done and it's going to get done. So that's all I'll say on that matter. But, you know, other than that, I think just speculate and try and take a little bit from the media. But I can't really come forward with that and be transparent with that, to be honest with you.
Okay, that's fair enough. Again, another question I did put to him. He said that kind of in the four-week period, he's not been drug tested yet. What is the situation on your side regarding
I've not been drug tested either. You know, I've not been drug tested. I want to be drug tested. You know, at the end of the day, I'm 4 hours away. You know what I mean? I'm in Coletta. Everyone, you know, I'm here. They've been out here. They've been out here before and drug testing. I've been drug tested thousands of times. You know, so it's in what's over end of the world in somewhere in minus 15 somewhere, you know, hiding away. Like, but we're not, you know, it's the bottom line is, like, I'm here. You know what I mean? I'm here. Let's be drug tested. I don't know why they're not out here. Because I'm here. I'm available.
Yeah, I mean, that interview I did with Amir was a couple of weeks ago now. So this is probably, he said it was like 4 weeks from whenever. So now it's probably 5 or 6 weeks. Does seem a bit odd that neither of you, I don't know whether he's been drug tested since he's in Colorado, but yeah, I mean, just.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I think same. I don't know if anything to do with COVID or whatever, but listen, I don't know what we're getting at here. You know what I mean? I don't know what we're getting at. Listen, I've been drug tested 1,000 times. I'm clean as a whistle, my brother.
Yeah, no, listen. No, my question is because I asked Amir and he said that he hadn't been drug tested in the 4 weeks and he thought that that was quite weird. So now I'm asking you because...
I think it's weird. I think it's weird. You know what I mean? I think it's weird. We should be drug tested immediately. Mm. All the way through, all the way up to the fight.
Have you missed, Kel, this kind of the UK build up to big fights like this? Have you missed that element of it?
Of course I have. You know what I mean? I've missed it, and I think this magnitude is gonna be, you know, that's why we can't keep away as fighters. You know what I mean? It's like the buzz. You can't. There's nothing in the world what comes close to it when you walk out and the build up and the. And you know what I mean? It's on a different, completely different level. It's out of space. Honestly, it's just so electric. That's what as fighters, you know, it's a love hate game, but you know that's what it is. It is what it is. And it's just a buzz. You know what I mean? Everyone's buzzing about this, and the closer it gets, you wait and see. It's gonna be off the Richter scale.
Khan's been doing a bit of sparring and that with Terence Crawford, obviously a mutual opponent of yours out there in camp. What do you make of that?
I don't really make I'm much out of it, you know what I mean? It's like, that's, he's sparring Crawford. You know what I mean? I'm not fighting Crawford, I'm fighting Khan. You know what I mean? I'm fighting Khan at the end of the days. Like, it's, if any, it's gonna be getting tuned up by Crawford, but the bottom line is Khan's Khan, you know, he's gonna do what he's always done, he's gonna do what he's gonna do. Do you know what I mean? I'm ready. There's no excuses my way. You know what I mean? He's fighting with, you know, with Crawford's trainer, who he's never ever trained with before, who don't know him. He don't know how he ticks. He don't know how much to push him, when to let him, you know, signals for him to have a day off or whatever. So from my side, you know, it's a positive that, you know, he's a bit green in that aspect. But me and Dominic, you know, he's been with me since my teething ages, my toddler's ages, you know what I mean? He's been all the way through with me, he knows. I just have to look at him and he knows exactly what I'm saying just by looking at him. So, you know, this we're coming, brother. We're coming. What I'm to say. We're ready. Yeah.
I mean, I was going to talk to you about, obviously, yeah, Dominic. Obviously, we know you've had kind of a little spell out from Dominic, but the majority, 90% of your career, 95% of your career has been with Dominic Ingle. And is there someone that's kind of probably looked at Khan and studied Khan over a potential fight? It's Dominic, and he's not going to leave any stone unturned.
No stone unturned, you know. And I don't need reminding. There's not going to be no stone unturned with me. This fight is going to be, I'm going to be remembered. Forget the world titles. I'm going to be remembered for this fight, only this one. So you think that I'm going to be sleeping on the job? You know, I'm the first one in that gym. I'm the last one out. I'm putting everything into this cougar. This is bragging rights. This is the one. This is going to shut this guy up. He's going to be a mere memory when I finish with him.
Do you know what? You're totally right in what you're saying. Despite obviously you being a former world champion, and like I said, we spoke about the Porter win. When you retire from boxing, you will be solely judged. Your career will be
mad, isn't it?
Degree judged on this fight.
It's mad. I know. I know that. Are you buzzing about this, Coogan? Are you looking forward to it?
I genuinely, as a boxer...
Be honest now, are you buzzing? Is this the fight? Because there's these Furies and AJs and all these others, but you know...
No, listen, I don't care. Listen, like I said to you, would I have liked to have seen this fight 3 or 4 years ago? Yes. Would you have liked to have had the fight 3 or 4 years ago? Yes. Yeah. But listen, we're getting to see it. And there's no one, obviously, the best example is the Junior Witter and Ricky Hatton situation we'd never get to saw. So we're getting to see this fight. Whether it's late or not, I couldn't really give a fuck, to be honest, Kel. I'm just happy the fight's happening.
Yeah, man. I am.
Who have you got out in camp with you?
I've got... He's playing tomorrow, you know. What do you call it? Light middleweight. Sorry for getting his name wrong. I think it's Leroy. Leroy Williams.
Okay. Williams.
But he's been out. I've had some top, Olympian kind of fast stands. You know, Hugo. Hugo. He's based in Gran Canaria, training. You know, I've John Thane from Scotland. I've had one in one eye sparring, trying to take me off. It's all been good. It's all been winker banked. It's all in the bag.
Well, it ain't far away. We're literally it's the 15th today. It's literally just over four or five weeks away, and then. Yeah, Manchester Arena.
It's going to be rough.
Sold out in how long? 600 seconds?
Sold out in 6-7 minutes it sold out. And people were saying this fight gone and no one's interested. It doesn't slide in seven. No one that doesn't happen like that, does it? 7 minutes sold out. Done. Finish. No ticket.
None. Tickets. Have you got any?
None. I get messaged every day. I need some tickets, get me some tickets. Listen, I'm concentrating on smashing this kid up. I'm not interested in any ticket. You know what I mean? It's basically, it's first come, first serve, and it went rapid.
Another question I've got for you. Rounds-wise, I'm assuming this is over 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be. It's a good question.
Yeah, I know, but I ask because there hasn't been a title that's been attached to it. Whether there is nearer the time, I don't know.
You've got to attach something to it because, you know, I mean, do you think it's going to be a 6-round fight? If this is a 12-round, this is a mega monster, blockbuster fight. Of course, it's a 12-round fight.
Yeah. No, I wondered because, like I said to you, usually when you guys are fighting for, like, world titles, etc., and these kind of fights, which are obviously 12-rounders, but I wondered what was attached to this, whether it definitely is a 12-round fight, yeah.
Got to be. Of course it is.
Of course it is. So, everything's going well. Like I said, we're about, 4 or 5 weeks
away. We're 5 weeks away. Everything's on schedule. I'm happy. Training's going well. I'm counting the days, counting the weeks down. And then the world's going to get to see Brooke v. Khan. There you go.
When are you coming back to the UK, Kel?
I'll be looking at coming back at about the end of the month. Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to, you know, it's so nice out here. But you know what I mean? It's like, it's perfect out here for training for us. And obviously everyone mingling together around January. New Year, and with COVID passing through and all that, it's better for me to be out here, you know what I mean, and not pick anything up.
Totally. Makes perfect sense. Okay, Kel, thank you very much for your time. Much appreciated. We'll definitely catch up as soon as you're back. We're 5 weeks away. Sky Sports box office. Let's fucking go. Have you got anything?
Fucking have it.
You got anything else you want to say?
I don't think there is. I'm ready, I'm coming, I'm fresh, I'm ready to go. Tune in.
Kel Brook, thank you very much for talking to IFL TV and Lux Interview. We'll catch up with you when you're back in the UK.
Wicked, brother.
Good man. Thank you very much, Kel. Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.